Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
We Are the Watchers would like to present to you a live audio play. Everybody taking part in this performance, apart from me, has not been allowed to look at the script beforehand. I've looked at it once. They have no idea what the storyline is or anything about the characters they will be playing. There's going to be questionable creative choices taken, but it's all in the name of showing off. Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
I have to remember how to do the narrator's voice. Seasons greetings. Does that sound about right?
That sounds good.
Okay, seasons greetings, friends and neighbors of Watchersville. This festive episode is brought to you by Eggnog. No other time of year would a drink featuring raw eggs be loved, cherished, and forced upon guests. Usually, this kind of beverage is consumed by those who are trying to get as much protein into their bodies as quickly as possible. Around the world, many look forward to this time of year, the silly season, named solely for the fact that people are silly enough to believe that there's enough time to wrap up everything at work, decorate the house, buy the presents, wrap the presents, cook the food, watch every new Netflix and Hallmark Christmas movie, and attend all the parties and get-togethers. There's no other time of the year that it... I think I'm slipping into a normal voice. Is that all right? Everyone okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Good with that.
There's no other time of the year that our positivity is this high. Our glasses are so half full that they are overflowing. See what I do there? We believe that they can not only get everything done. No, we believe that we can not only get everything done, but also have fun trying to do it all. One of the miracles of Christmas is brought to us all by the magical time management elf. Think about it. Against all odds, we are able to get it all done. This is thanks to Paddy the Elf, played by Allison.
How you going?
Use that mic.
Patricia, not Paddy, thanks.
Sorry, just sounds more festive.
No nicknames. I don't know how many times I've had to say this over the years. You lessen my name and my purpose by shortening my name.
Terribly sorry. It's just a bit of lighthearted fun thing. You're bringing down the vibe, Patricia.
Better.
Okay. This, of course, is thanks to Patricia, the elf, who has invited all local media and important people to this press conference to share some important news.
Today I stand before you physically, metaphorically, magically, and audibly to let you know that after countless years of providing the magic that gives you all human-type people the time management powers, I'm not doing it this year.
We gasp! Mayor Melvin, played by Stephanie.
What do you mean? You're not doing what?
Raymond the Warrior, played by Dale.
do we have time for this? Is there even time for this?
Raymond runs away in panic, flailing his arms around, knocking over whatever furniture is in his way. Sharon from Channel 9 Watchersville News at 6, played by Gary. Glad you brought your glasses. You're prepared.
I'm an award-winning investigative journalist. I've also written a book about said topic called Sharon from Channel 9 Watchersville News at 6 and The Art of Question Asking, available online at the Watchersville Readers Bookshop. And I can always print a copy at work for fans. Allow me to do what I do best. What's this all about?
Paddy?
We have a long-standing understanding. During the month of December, I make it possible for everyone to catch up with old school friends, bake gingerbread men, write cards and post them, sew a candy cane costume for your kids' end of year school concert, watch bad Christmas movies, brave the busy shops, wrap the presents, decorate the house, and continue to go to work. In return, I receive as much eggnog as is elvishly possible to drink, except for this year. No eggnog.
Clinton from Channel 11 Watchersville News at 6 past 6. This will be played by Dale.
Hi, Clinton here from Channel 11. The number one news to start at 6 past the hour. You say there's been no eggnog provided to you. Mayor, could we get an explanation from you regarding this?
Come on, Mayor.
The County of Watcherville has always honoured the contract to keep the magical time management elf in constant supply of eggnog. This year is no different.
Sharon from Channel 9, Watchersville News at 6.
Yeah, Sharon. Sharon's coming. Where am I? Hi, Sharon here from Channel 9, Watchersville at 6. Patricia, are you sure you haven't accidentally drunk it thinking it was water?
Patty, I mean Patricia.
I don't drink water, never have. I'm a strictly eggnog drinker.
Clinton from Channel 11, Watchersville News at 6 past 6.
6 past 6.
Hi, Clinton here from Channel 11, the number one news to start at 6 past the hour. Could the delivery bloke or chick have left it at a neighbour's front door by accident? Or was no one at home and took it to the post office for you to pick it up from there?
Patty? You shouldn't move.
Musical chair.
Oh, too much eggnog. I've not received any emails or messages regarding it about having to collect it myself, and I've not met my neighbours yet.
Sharon from Channel 9 Watchersville News at 6.
6, 2, 6.
Yeah. Hi, Sharon here from Channel 9 Watchersville News at 6. You mentioned you moved recently. Did you update the council of your address?
Oh, Patty.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I may not have.
Mayor Melverton, or Melvin, whatever I've called you.
According to our records, you haven't moved in 194 years.
Okay, we need Sharon and Clinton to both come here and say their lines at the same time.
Sharon here from Channel 9 Watchersville News at 6.
Go, you
Hi,
say
Clinton
at the same time.
From Channel 11, the number one news to start at 6 past the hour. You've heard it from
here first.
Thanks to our investigative journalist with hard-hitting questions, we have finally got to the bottom of the question.
The bottom of the problems.
Oh, God, that was good. Patty shared her new address. No, it's fine. You don't have to. You can sit down. Patty shared her new address with the mayor, who had the eggnog sent to her new home. The lovely family who moved into her old place are a bit miffed, as they thought the eggnog was just part of the services the council provides all residents. They have lodged a formal complaint. And that wraps up our wonderful story for this year. That's all. That's it for now. Thank you to you all. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. Yay!